In our final autoimmunity, indeed immunity article, we want to review our approaches to immune disease and immunity in general, but with a particular eye on the challenges of autoimmunity. And we do need, particularly in a complex condition like this, to really take our time on this one. There's no quick fixes, but it's worth finding the long fixes because they really can make a difference. So we over and over again, we review the importance of finding barrier disruptions, microbiome dysbiosis, gut wall health, digestive health generally, check out infections, see if they can be reduced or cleared up, looking for any signs of tissue damage and see if they can be corrected, look at other toxic factors, things that might be provoking the immunity in terms of lifestyle, in terms of pollution, in terms of diet, any way you can to reduce the disruption of the immune system involved here. So we rehash again the herbs and the approaches that we could use here. So looking again at gut barrier protection, we've got our aloe vera, boswellia, calendula, licorice, meadowsweet, cyprialm and witch hazel to consider in improving that health. Correcting dysbiosis with improved digestive performance, including some of the digestive remedies, can help to correct dysbiosis and improve gut health in itself by simply cleaning up what comes through the gut. So we consider the cooling digestives, the bitters like andrographis, barberry, gentian and wormwood. Quite strong ones are often called for in this situation. The warming or aromatic digestives like cardamom, cinnamon, ginger and turmeric could be considered depending on the balance of the body here. I mentioned in an earlier post about the role of bile, particularly in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis and other gut infections, but as we've seen, the gut is important almost in all of these situations. And so have a look at the role of the liver and the bile. Do you find it difficult to handle fats or alcohol, for example? Is there a history of having a build-up of body weight, for example, that can be associated with fatty infiltration of the liver? These are all factors that could mean that there's the wrong sort of bile coming through. And we have a number of remedies we could consider, what we call hepatobiliary remedies, like globe, artichoke leaf, dandelion root, milk thistle and rosemary are examples that you could have a look at. Look at clearing infections, and there are various remedies that we could use to focus on those, and I list them there: andrographis, barberry again, both bitters, boswellia when it's lower down the gut, a high alcoholic version of calendula can be particularly effective in the mouth and the throat where a lot of these problems arise. Echinacea is also most active in the throat and the upper airways. Garlic eaten raw for short-term correction of dysbiosis considered, and wormwood when there's gut infections. There are more gentle long-term, what we call eliminatives or alteratives, blood cleansers that have been used traditionally for these complex problems. And we have a list here including burdock root, celery, seed, cleavers, dandelion root, nettle leaf and yellow dock root, which you could look at and see how they fit. And we have things that could even complement the conventional approaches to anti-inflammatories without being directly anti-inflammatory themselves, but which have similar effects. And these include boswellia, devil's claw, feverfew, ginger, turmeric and willow bark, each of which has significant potential to help in these complex conditions. And again, as with others of this type, we have the drop down, the drop-down booklet that you could use to generally help you to use herbs, and lists of where you can find extra professional help.